In Northwest News on KPLU, this is a big week for virtual reality. One of the new headsets, a $600 Oculus Rift from Facebook, starts shipping today. Later this week, Microsoft will start sending out an early version of its HoloLens device to developers to try out. All over the Seattle area, people have been working towards this moment. KPLU Business and Labor reporter Ashley Gross brings us a story.
If you're not among the people anxiously waiting for your pre-ordered virtual reality headset, don't worry, you're not alone.
Are you excited for the Oculus Rift?
I can't say I know what the Oculus Rift is. Sorry, I can't help.
You know what? I don't know what it is.
That was Lawrence Levsky and Christian Tsungi. I spoke with them at Seattle Center. Of course, in this city full of techies, you can also find someone ready to give a complete analysis of which virtual reality headset is best.
Are you excited for the Oculus Rift?
Actually, no. I've pre-ordered a Vive. I think it's a much more superior platform. It allows you to walk around the room, turn around, that kind of thing.
That was Michael Chufo. The Vive headset is made by the smartphone maker HTC and Valve, the video game company based in Bellevue. It costs $800 and starts shipping in May. Around the Seattle area, lots of people are excited about virtual reality. At one web design company in Seattle, 8Ninths, co-founder Adam Shepard helps me strap my head into a developer version of the Oculus Rift.
This is so big.
Yes, it's a little bit like a diving mask.
8Ninths works on branding for corporate clients. Shepard says they decided to make a short film to showcase their own brand in virtual reality. The company name, 8Ninths, refers to the amount of an iceberg that you can't see because it's underwater. So the film starts out above an iceberg.
You can look around, much like if you were in a roller coaster, you can look all the way around you.
Wow. So now I'm going inside an iceberg and I see a sea lion right in front of me that's diving down. Looks like a nice slide. Whoa, oh my goodness.
The goggles shut out the rest of the world and I'm right here underwater, swimming with sea lions. It's like I'm in my own personal IMAX movie.
What do you see just over there?
Oh my goodness, a humpback whale?
Shepard says even more than virtual reality, he's betting that augmented reality, like Microsoft's HoloLens, will be a big hit in the business world. Augmented reality means you can still see the world around you, but the headset also projects three-dimensional holograms into that space. An architect, for example, could work on a 3D holographic model of a house. Shepard says it may even spice up your regular old office meeting.
Thinking about the next generation of PowerPoint or Excel, where data is visualized in a much more spatial way.
So wake people up in their
meeting. Exactly. We don't move on to the next slide. We move on to the next elephant that comes stomping into the room carrying the data on his trunk or something bizarre like that.
It's still the early days for virtual and augmented reality, but Shepard says he's focusing his company on it.
Over time, I really do believe that the idea of a flat screen and working with a laptop will go away completely.
Virtual reality, to be honest, for many years was a category that I just kind of put in my bucket of, you know, it's going to happen someday, but I'd rather be wrong.
Matt McElwain is a venture capitalist with Madrona Venture Group in Seattle. He says for a long time, he wasn't ready to invest in virtual reality startups, but that began to shift when he tried out the different headsets being developed now.
I used to joke that, hey, if I don't get sick, because I'm subject to seasickness in these experiences, then there's something really going on here. And I was not only feeling great after those, but I was blown away by the content and the experience.
Now Madrona has invested in two virtual reality startups, and every week McElwain says he meets with more. Video gamers are the ones who are most excited about virtual reality. In a Bellevue office tower, James Green helps me put on an Oculus Rift headset so I can try out his company's game, Air Mech Command.
Is this the Air Mech, like this machine? Oh,
yes.
Whoa.
That's the Air Mech.
Oh, wow. Cool.
The Air Mech is like a transformer robot that you can make fly or land on the ground to wage a battle. Green says virtual reality has potential to be used much more broadly than just for video games. He imagines a teacher leading a classroom on a virtual tour of New York.
Now you're on the streets of New York. Say, oh, that guy over there, he's coughing. Let's find out what he's sick with. Let's zoom down to like, you know, the scale of, you know, his blood cells and see what kind of virus he has. You could really go do this type of stuff in real time. Like in a couple of years, you're going to be able to do this.
But Green says some people are still skeptical about whether virtual reality will become a mainstream hit. He thinks it will take some enthusiastic words from celebrities for it to catch on.
When they start talking about it, like that's going to be what drives it. I'd say Beyonce. Get Beyonce to wear it. Like, you need somebody who's the last person you would think to actually try it, to come out like endorsing it, and that would be powerful. Stop the track. Let me stay fast.
In the video of her song Diva, Beyonce is wearing some pretty cool sunglasses. No word yet on whether she's pre-ordered a virtual reality headset. Asha Gross, KPLU News.